NFL fans, there's a new way to watch your favorite teams.
Feliz Navidad.
What a day for some football, baby.
On December the 25th at 5 p.m. GMT, the Christmas games will stream live on Netflix.
And it's good!
Your Christmas day will be complete with the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens versus Houston Texans live on Netflix. You won't want to miss it.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, and welcome to the sultry sounds of Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good.
How are you doing over there today, hon? In London, sunny old London town.
Oh, my goodness. There was some sun in London today. It's been a very exciting day over here. I mean, first and foremost, I took a scone-making class this morning. Scone-making, which was so fun. Now I can make little scones, which is a delight for me.
I loved that picture of you graduating from scones class, wearing your little scone apron, and you got a little certificate. I'm sorry to make it sound condescending, but it was pretty cute. You did look like a really big kid, and I was so excited for you, and I cannot wait to eat your scones.
Yes, I felt like a really big kid. I met two lovely people in there. There's Ariana and Ben. And they were from Atlanta, which was, they were so sweet. And there was a lovely lady from South Korea there. We just had the best time making our little scones. And then I walked around some fabric shops out in like a place called I forget what it's called. Sheep's Market. I'm blanking because everything seems to be named Sheep something. The Goldhawk Road.
Sheep's Butt. Sheep neck.
People in England are killing me right now. Sheep's head. I don't know. I forget.
Sheep's head's a thing.
But the most exciting thing of all is that when I came back to my hotel apparently has some sort of screening room, and there was a sign up for a BAFTA screening, which means that a British film was being screened in my hotel lobby. And the name of the British film being screened was Broken Bird. I was like, of course. The moment that Vanderpump Rules, the cast is thrown out, Lisa Vanderpump coming out with her own British Broken Bird movie. I felt like it was so appropriate. And then I walked out and there was a sign that said, be strong. I was like, wow, there's just Bravo everywhere. So it's been everywhere. A great day.
It's Bravo coded everywhere you go. Well, speaking of Broken Bird, our latest crappy hour was last night. It's every other Monday at 5:30 Pacific time. It was about the end of Vanderpump Rules, that era. I guess the show's still going on, but that era is dead. It's dead. So check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, tickets for our Mounting Hysteria tour have just gone on pre-sale today. Full sale goes tomorrow. Pre-sales for Patreon members, obviously be on Patreon. Why wouldn't you be? So easy now. We simplify this. Monthly, easier to do it. That's where you get these videos. We're on video today. It's where you get all our bonus episodes and tickets. We are doing a lot of cities, plus the crappies, which are going to be February 1st in New York City on Broadway. So we're super excited. Go get your tickets for all that. It's going to be so much fun. And what was the other thing? The other announcement. Oh, special coming up on Patreon is we will be covering a show that will be a Patreon exclusive. And it is called Sold on SLC, which is the new show on Bravo about real estate. That's just going to be hilarious. We're so excited for that. So be on Patreon. You'll get it. Okay. Be on Crappens on Demand if you also want the videos.
Okay.
So yes, that starts this week.
By the way, an apology to people. It looks like my Wi-Fi connection is a little choppy today. So apologies for that. You know, international streaming, it's not always going to be a breeze, but thank you for your patience. The audio will be local, but for visually, if it's all choppy, I apologize. It's my fault.
I'm not
the
your
one
fault.
Who went to a different country.
It's not your fault that international is not working in a little sheepshead's fault. Okay, so let's get to it. Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Danny finally gets some D. Okay, this is like me when I've just all I can think about is ice cream, and then I go get the ice cream and I eat the ice cream and I finish the ice cream, and then immediately when I finish, I think, God, I want more ice cream. That's basically Dick is Danny's ice cream. That's all she thinks about.
Yes.
That's all she needs. And by the end, we got two perfectly lovely women fighting over an absolute goober of a man, which is this show. That's just always how this show works, isn't it? It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's sad. I think the reason why people really love watching Below Deck is because it unfortunately is just like a mirror of so many things that happen in our lives. I think it's like reminds people of the bullshit they put up with in the workplace. Like, you don't have to be on a yacht to deal with these issues. And, you know, we see this time and time again. Some low performing, low output, low achieving, you know, just like meh person somehow has people fighting over him. Like, how does this happen time and time again? I don't get it.
It's like being the last wing in a bucket. You know, it doesn't matter if you're gross. It doesn't matter if you're shriveled. It doesn't matter if you're sour or you're overcooked. You're the last wing. Okay. They're going to fight. That's just how it's going to be. People are going to fight over you.
Yeah, last wing. That last wing privilege, man. Like, you don't have to be a good wing, but if you were there last, people are going to fight for you.
So,
that's privilege right there.
Gary has just thrown a lollipop at Davide's head. And
naturally, yes.
Davide is now bleeding all over the place. Last week, you were speculating that it's probably fake or something. It's not. It's real. It's real blood. Real blood's squeezing out, squirting out. And Davide is, of course, drunk. So he's laughing and doing this everywhere. So it's just squirting everywhere. It's not just like a couple of drops on the white couch. He's literally like squeezing his eye like, ah, ha, ha, look at me. My eye is bleeding. This is hilarious. The splurting. It's like the Bellagio fountain with Davide blood. You get touched with it and your hair becomes automatically flat ironed.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good time for him. Like, you know, like that. This is a party for him. He's got that lollipop blood everywhere, and it's all over the white cushions. Which, by the way, I think at some point maybe it might be a good idea to get darker cushions for a yacht, because, you know, this isn't the first time those cushions have been sullied. Remember when who was it? Was it that awful woman's mom? Erica Rose's mom, who had like bronzed her legs and got bronzer all over the sofa, you know, like it's maybe it's time to, you know, I know we want a nautical theme. Maybe we go for like a navy look for the sofa instead of, you know,
but you can't get it out of navy either. I think the thing behind white, isn't it that you can bleach it? Isn't that why everyone, that's like why hotels only use white, because you can heavily bleach it. Now I'll tell you, I got white sheets maybe. Because of that. I was like, well, you can keep them forever because you can just bleach. No, it's not how it works. White sheets are not having that. I don't know if my bodily fluids are just resistant, but it's disgusting. I would rather have color sheets. Thank you.
Well, also, we also know that like there's just different shades of white, and it's just not as it isn't as simple as bleaching it. I always think about
out here advertising for the Republican Party?
It's funny. You don't even realize this. I was just about to segue into a comment about Ivanka Trump. That was not political, actually. I was going to say that I always remember watching an episode of The Apprentice where they had to do something with like chef's uniforms, and someone like redesigned a chef's uniform. And Ivanka, you remember she was like on the side at the table. She was like an advisor. And she was like, now, isn't it always that you want your chef's outfit to be white so that way you can bleach it? And I remember thinking, Ivanka Trump is so smart.
Oh,
together.
So then Danny comes in. She's like, oh my God, Gary, come on. There's blood everywhere. We've got to call Daisy. And Gary's like, hey, maybe he should have threw it, but he should have caught it. He did catch it with his eye where he threw it at.
It doesn't work that way. He should have caught it just because he threw it. I think that it's on the I think the onus is on the pitcher to throw something better than the catcher, right? Especially when the catcher is not
blame the top.
Prepared.
Yeah, but still, I believe what you're saying is true. Yeah, I mean, you can't throw a hard thing at somebody's face and they get mad when they're bleeding. You are the victimizer, sir. You're not the victim.
Yeah.
He's just framing me and make me look bad. I think Gary is ultimately jealous of Davide's hair. Because, you know, Gary's power is his hair, too. And Davide came in here like with Fabio hair.
Yeah, Davide has that like Johnny Resnick flat ironed. Actually, no, Johnny Resnick's is more spiky. It's like Keith Urban, although that's spiky too. It's like flat iron, but spiky at the bottom. And Davide is just like a nice like 1997 Terry Hatcher bob, you know? And so I think that like Gary, I think, is a little jealous that it's just so flat and ready at all times.
Mm-hmm. So Daisy comes in. She's like, oh my God. All right, it's going to come out. We'll just put some Vanish on it and hope for the best. That's what I do every time I sleep with Gary.
Here's one product that is
not in myself, on to Gary. Unfortunately, he keeps showing up every day. Just in case anybody thought that was some sort of a plan B. Don't use Vanish for your plan B. Don't come to this show for reproductive advice.
Listen, this was terrible product placement for Vanish, because she's like, oh, just put some Vanish on it. Leave it overnight. It'll be fine. And then the next day, nothing has vanished. By the way, I think we all know the answer was OxyClean. Why do you not have OxyClean?
That was taken out
in 1 second.
Tide Stick could clean up murder scenes. I mean, I've cleaned up crazy stuff with Tide Stick.
Did you notice? I don't know. When I watched it, the very first commercial break, you know, the whole first segment of this episode was about, oh, there's blood on the pillows. Somebody better clean this up. And the very first commercial was for Tide Stick. I was like, that had to have been on purpose. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice it, but that is perfect. That's perfection. Do you remember the first time you got a Tide Stick? I do. Vaguely. So I was at brunch with my friend and I spilled something and she pulled a Tide Stick out and I said, why do you have that? What is that? And she said, oh, you have to have these are amazing. I have it because my husband's a slob. And I told her, you're going to get divorced. And she said, no, we're totally in love. He's just messy sometimes. I said, no woman who walks around with a Tide Stick for their husband stays married to that. Guess what? They're divorced now. So there you go. Tide Stick.
I've been pining for a Tide Stick all week because I ate like a salad a week ago. And that fucking piece of Les flings a droplet of olive oil onto my sweatshirt, mm-hmm. onto my beautiful Wondery sweatshirt. And I've had this dot on the sweatshirt all week long. And I'm like, I just need a Tide Stick. That's all I need is a Tide Stick. But of course, yeah. I've been too lazy to get one.
Yeah, so they're hard.
I get it.
So everybody's wasted, by the way. So, and then Deanna is like, I cannot see blood, bro. I'm fucking... You clean poop all day. What do you mean you can't see blood? You need to be stronger. You are a soldier in bodily fluid wars. You can't just decide one of the bodily fluids you're not okay with. Get to it.
You were literally bragging about working on a Russian oligarch's yacht, and now all of a sudden you can't see blood. I guarantee you see much worse than blood on that yacht. I guarantee it.
There's blood in toilets. I mean, what are you talking about? It's part of it.
There's blood everywhere. Get your Tide Stick out and get to work.
So Gary's like, it's Davide's fault. It's not my blood. It's not my... Why did you spill blood on the sofa? He's like, I didn't know I was bleeding. And so Daisy's like, it's fine. We'll sort it out tomorrow. Oh, bad. All of you, bad.
I was like, no, you gotta attack that while it's still fresh. Don't let that set in. Everyone knows that. You can't just put Vanish on it and hope that's gonna like put it in a state of arrested development. Like, you have to attack that.
So, yeah. Well, what does Daisy that do, Daisy? Because Daisy is like, well, there's not much we can do now. It's the middle of the night, so just put some Vanish on it and we'll go to bed. What's Vanish, Daisy? It's basically what every man does after he gets a taste of Danny. So let's just spray that on the couch. It'll be done with.
This is, coincidentally, the same note that the network gave the show before the season started about Gary. Like, well, you shot a whole season. Like, well... just put some Vanish on it and let it sit overnight. And like, hopefully it'll be fine in the morning.
But they didn't, right? I feel like they were like, we are so punishing Gary for that sexual assault claim. We are not putting him in the preview. And then he's back in every show, like with storylines. So I don't really see where the punishment is. I mean, I guess you can't really cut him out because he's kind of the main part, one of the main parts of the show. But I just love Bravo. I mean, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to show him. He's not going to be in commercials.
I know. I read an article yesterday when we were looking up stuff for Crappy Hour. I looked up an article and there was an article saying, like, is Gary trying to do a PR thing now? Is he trying to, you know, update his image? And so the article was saying, since Gary has been largely edited out of the current season of Below Deck Sailing, I was like, what show are you watching? Gary is very present. I don't sense that he's edited out at all. I think he's as active as anyone else on the show. And honestly, to be, you know, why should we as viewers suffer because someone else is a pig? Like, I understand that he's awful and like, we don't want to give platforms to awful people, but at the same time, like, don't give us a janky show. Like, give us the story that like we are supposed to tell, and we can still be disgusted at him and also watch the same show. We're adults. We can handle it.
This is Bravo. We're supposed to be disgusted with you. I mean, there are lines. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like let Gary keep his job or whatever, but that stuff happened after get rid of him. But if you're going to show the season, show it. And I think they are showing it because I don't think he's been cut out at all, because people were talking about like, well, what would he be cut out of? I was reading a thread on Guess Where Reddit. Love you, Reddit. And someone was saying, well, maybe it was a storyline with Deanna, because you haven't really seen.
That's what I'm thinking.
But then the way she was acting today, because at the end, spoiler alert, when there's a new guy, she's like, well, Danny gets all the D on this boat. Why shouldn't I get one turn, you know? So I don't think she gets any from Gary, unless they were just saying maybe a flirtation with Deanna is cut out. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I almost wonder if there was something with her. I had the exact same thought. Like, maybe the original edit focused more on like who Gary was lusting after this year, and they've just sort of cut all that stuff out. And honestly, I'm okay with that. I've been very happy with the balance of storylines on this season. But I just think it's funny that anyone's saying that Gary's being edited out of the season, because he's not. And I'm okay. Like, I'm surviving. I'm not complaining. I'm like, give me a good coherent storyline. And in fact, yes, as you said, here he is causing people to bleed with a lot.
And what really sucks is that he may be cut out of the season a little bit, but he gets like 8 hours extra in recaps, because we're like, are they cutting him out? Are they not cutting him out? What are they doing? What are they thinking? What are they? Blah, 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 blah. So it ends up like he ends up winning, you know. It sucks.
Yeah.
Well, not really winning. I'm sure nobody really wants to be in more of our recaps, but whatever. So Danny is like, oh my God, Gary. And she's like trying to clean Davide's face. And he's like, oh my God, how are you that fucked up, man? Please stop bleeding, for the love of God. Why are you doing that to the boat?
So Danny is. Danny is basically like, you know, I'm pissed at the fact that there's 0% remorse and also 0% dick going in me. Come on, I need to get some. I hate you, Gary. And now it's our fucking problem. And Danny's like, oh, he is a clown.
Can't wait to marry him.
I'm very paranoid about doing Daisy's voice loudly here at this office. I'm just imagining the people on the other side of this glass being like, who is this visitor screaming in this terrible Irish accent?
Oh, honey, they're already walking past that office and pointing to each other and going, American. He took a scum glass.
Ask him if he needs a Tide stick. A Tide stick? What's that? Oh, sorry. An American napkin. That's what we call those.
Clam B for dinner. So Danny's pissed. And so then Gary is reading a text to Cloyce, and he's like, this is easy on the booze. Don't you shit, you'll regret. you should have sent me this message an hour ago, Cloyce. And Cloyce is like, oh yeah, what happened? Why does he laugh like that? Why does he laugh with rests? Why does he laugh with quarter rests between each ha? It's like ha period, ha period.
He literally laughs like ha 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 ha. That's like, that's it. Ha 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 ha. Space. Ha 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 ha. Space. So Diana's like, oh, I love that the person that did this doesn't even care. I hate Gary so much. I really want to help you, but I'm I'm going to throw up because I saw a tiny speck of blood by Danny's like, well, very lucky I'm not killing somebody right now or getting some D, am I right, everyone? No. So
Gary goes, is now. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. And then goes to bed. Like, fuck them. It's his fault he's bleeding. I wouldn't have bled.
Like,
I'm a man.
Be tougher. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. What? And he's like throwing himself onto beds. And then you know, Danny is upset. Danny's upset because Gary doesn't give a fuck. And Daisy's just like, whatever. Like, put Vanish on it and go to sleep. You know, here's where like... But also, like, Danny can take some initiative. Why doesn't Danny say, you know what? I'm going to take this out now. I mean, yes, Daisy should have been the one to say, we're girls, stop everything. We're going to take this out. But, like, if
Gary Daisy should have been the one doing that.
Well, 100%.
But it is, you're right, that it is Daisy's department. Ultimately, the fact that Daisy went to bed was so embarrassing. I was really embarrassed for Daisy because, you know, I like Daisy and stuff. And, you know, even on this, sometimes it's like, oh, God, what is she doing other than fucking nagging people for no reason and getting shit faced and smoking and chain smoking? But, you know, I still like her and stuff. And so when she like fails like this, ugh, I don't like it because I'm rooting for you, Daisy. This is a big one.
I hate when Daisy fails. I hate when like any of the chief stews that we love mess up. Like it makes me so upset because I don't know what it is with these chief stews, but I like to think that they can do nothing wrong. And so when they do something wrong, I like create all these workarounds in my brain. Like, well, no, she had to go to bed because she had to be responsible the next day. And if she was up late doing the banish, it's just unacceptable. I create so many excuses and why they're perfect.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the Children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery's show American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Pearlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Pearlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So Danny's mortified, but you're right, though. I didn't even really notice that when I was watching it. Danny's like, oh, I can't believe there's no leadership. He went to bed. Daisy went to bed. I guess I'll go to bed. Good night, everybody. I'm like, what are you so mad about? You're going to bed anyway. If you were staying up and cleaning, you can complain, but you don't get to.
Exactly. Like you recognize that something needs to be done, but people are too drunk to be giving the leadership. You should just do it and earn brownie points, you know? And so she's like, oh, well, because this happened also last time when Daisy said, like, put out this many 7 champagne bottles and then she went up serving minors. So Danny,
if you got time to vanish, you got time to vanish.
If you've got time to complain, you've got time to, you know, explain why you're sitting around and then not do that anymore because you shouldn't be explaining that. You should be doing the work.
So then they're still talking about the couch, you know, and Cloyce comes to see it. And, Danny's like, Gary, please look at the couch. And Chloe's like, holy shit. And Keith is like, all right, we're going to go in the hot tub now. So Daisy is now flirting with Keith. Like, she can't do anything about the blood, so she's just going to hit on Keith at the hot tub. Right.
And then Gary, yeah, I mean, like, really. So then Gary, he comes upstairs, and they're like, Gary, look at it, look at it. And he sees it, and he goes, oh, my God, that's Davide's fault. It's not my blood. It's like, I'm sorry, Davide. Your skin was, well, too conditioned and too delicate. And next time, be tougher and spend more time in the harsh salt air. So that way you become leathery like Gary. So that way lollipop can penetrate that epidermis.
It's like eating a hamburger and being like, you deserved every second of this. Fucking cow. Should have run faster.
Yeah. I know, survival. It's like survival of the fittest, but like it's a bit harsh to apply Darwinism to Davide's like under eye skin. So
there's a lollipop coming at their face. It's just not something you're waiting for.
Darwin never considered lollipops. Okay, when it comes to survival of the fittest, no one ever thought about those things. So they're in the hot tub, and then Danny. Okay, this is so Danny. This is why, you know, I think Danny is one of the most annoying people that's been on Bravo this year. So she goes, okay, everyone, something you love about me and something you hate about me, go. I'm like, oh my God, this girl cannot get enough attention. This girl is starved for attention from anyone, no matter what kind of attention it is. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, she really is. It's getting worse and worse, you know? So yeah, this whole like, all right, let's play a game. What do you love about me? What do you hate about me?
Who does questions you don't want to hear answers to, also, by the way.
And I just said out loud, she's going to be crying within 5 minutes, you know, because it's always these people who are like, oh, my God, tell me anything. I can totally take it. I don't like the way you have sibilant S's. Oh, my God, you gay basher. Sorry, that's when I tried to play this game. It's like, how dare you come from my voice? I can't help but I have gay tongue.
But it's in a weird way. It's almost like I want you to say something mean to me. So that way I can actually like pout in the corner and cry and get even more attention. So Daisy's like, all right, let me tell you something about you. Maybe your naivete and your defensiveness don't like that so much. And she's like, Dane's like,
okay. I do like this spelling error, though, because it says maybe your nativity and your defensiveness.
Don't like the way you do those scenes.
Listen here, Mary. I don't enjoy your fake goats at the manger.
Here's the thing. It's all about staging. You want to invite people into the scene. Otherwise, it's just figures standing on a lawn. You want to tell a story with your nativity. Don't like the way you did it, Danny.
Why are the wise men standing in front of the manger? We're here to see Jesus, not the wise men. Move them. God damn your nativity.
They're a little bit too close to the sidewalk. It's actually a hazard. You got to work on your nativity.
So Daisy's like, Danny's like, all right, fair. And and something I love, your energy and your openness. Like, okay, well, I thought you were going to say tablescapes, but it's all right. It's just my art, but I'm just going to let that one go. All right, who's next? And then Gary's like, vibe killer.
So now Danny wants Keith to say something. So Keith says, well, you're outgoing and energetic. Dislikes, it's all about you. And she goes, fair. Okay, everyone ready to Keith now. So then Daisy's like, all right. Well, Keith, I really like your nativities. Really beautiful. I like the way you all set it up there. And then also, I really enjoy your company. And, you know, I don't say that about many people. You know, for instance, I didn't say it about Danny. Did you notice that? Everyone notice?
Mm-hmm. You're as boring as a tree, company. But I'd still probably climb you like one. Does that help? And Diana's like, all right, I can say something. Sorry. Diana's like, I can say something bad about you. You're kind of bad flirt. And Keith's like, do you want me to flirt with you? Was I doing it wrong? She goes, no, to Danny. And he's like, oh, I think to be a good flirt, you've got to want it, you know, so.
Danny's like, oh, so you didn't want it in that period? I'm like, Danny, can you just look at the tape? What part of Keith seemed interested in the past several episodes? So he's like, no, I don't want it. And she's like, oh, so then why are you saying that as an excuse? He's like, I'm not saying it as an excuse. And she's like, well, it just sounds like you are. which is friends now. But then here's the thing. Danny is so annoying. And I understand completely why Keith has just no interest in her whatsoever. But he keeps on doing this thing where he does take digs at her. And then he goes, oh, I thought we had playful banter. Okay, well, I apologize. You didn't get the playful banter. I'm like, you can't keep doing that.
I don't think it's playful banter. I think he's coming for her. But you have to understand that what Deanna just said to him was based on what she had said. So he knows that she's going around calling him a bad flirt and shit-talking him. So he's like, well, fuck you, shit-talker. I don't want you. So why are you even calling me a bad flirt?
Yeah.
Started it. Danny started it. Yeah, I'm not gonna give it to Keith for 2 seconds. Yeah, he's kind of rude to her, but she's fucked with him. Then she like led him on, and then immediately made out with the town bicycle Gary. So I think he has right to be a little pissy with this girl.
I don't know. I just think that they both are not great. So then Keith is like, he does this whole thing of like, oh, I thought we had friendly banter, you know, what made you feel shitty? And then I say, oops, friendly banter. And she's like, well, I think the banter comes off very offensive, you know, with you. He goes, all right, well, I'm sorry. So Chloe's like, are we enjoying this game?
Chloe says, like, Keith, I love your team player attitude all the time. That I appreciate. Catch. Just kidding. And Daisy's like, I'm going to bed. I'm old and I've constantly got a bruise on the back of my leg. Does anybody know where those come from?
Daisy, why are you spritzing me like that? Sorry, I'm just trying to apply some Vanish to Danny real quickly. Just going to let that set in and see if she goes away in the morning.
So now Gary is peeing and talking to his wiener, presumably. He's like, hey, two tequilas. Daisy. She's so sexy. Whatever.
So then they go into their beds, and Danny is like, oh, this is why we need a new boy deckhand, bro. Like, get these ones out of here. Like, the boys that we find at, like, O Beach will be, like, way better than any of these fucks. Like, they fuck everything up. I'm like, I guarantee you that any guy you meet at a beach club will be exactly the same as the deckhands on this yacht. I'm going to just certify that.
Yeah. So then Keith comes back to bed. Keith comes to bed and he's telling Gary, thank God Glenn's coming. I have someone else to talk to. I don't have to talk to that fucking girl.
So now it's the morning and, you know, reminder that it's supposed to be crew day off and it's supposed to be everyone's gonna sleep in a little bit, get dressed, go to a cave. It's gonna be very exciting. Then the beach, then the pool place. So Daisy is tossing and turning because she is thinking about that blood, and she wakes up at 5:30 in the morning on her day off and she starts trying to clean this blood and it's not coming out. So she texts Glenn saying, hey, I think we need a carpet cleaner. Somebody hurt themselves last night and got blood all over the couch by accident. It was Gary's fault. So it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. And Glenn's like, what? What the hell? What the fuck? What happened to the couch? I can't believe it happened to the couch. Glenn becomes more loosey at Glenn than we've ever seen.
Yeah. He goes from Glenn Gary to Glenn Ross. It's pretty intense.
Coffee is for closers. No one's getting coffee. So he goes crazy and he's like, why wasn't this cleaned immediately? And Daisy goes, I think someone told me last night, but I just couldn't.
Yeah, not a great answer. She knows she fucked up, which is why she sent the preemptive text to Glenn. So that way it had the appearance of being industrious. I mean, she is up early cleaning it, but she also knows she knows she doesn't have to send that text to Glenn. Okay, that's just her way of being like, oops, didn't clean it last night, but look at me being a good worker this morning.
Yeah, so then...
It's also, you get the timestamp in there, too, by the way. She gets that, like, 5:30 a.m. timestamp on her text.
Yeah, so everybody wakes up. I mean, 5:30 a.m. is late on their time. You know, it's like, what'd you sleep in? 5:30? You lazy sumgum. So everyone starts waking up, and Glenn's losing it. He's like, this is a massive fuck-up. Daisy, you can deal with this later. Uniform, now. Get in your uniform. I want you to be in your uniform when I yell at you. So he's telling us, this is disrespectful to the boat. It's disrespectful to the guests. It's disrespectful to caves.
It's like a slap in the face with a stalactite. or even a stalagmite is terrible. They're misrepresenting my, they're misinterpreting my kindness for weakness. And if they think they're going to get away with this, they are a little bit going to, but largely they won't.
They won't until after 10 a.m.
So he wakes up to V-Day, and then he's just waking everybody up. He's like, meeting in the cabin, meeting in the cabin, meeting in the cabin. And Kara's like, what's going on? Of course.
What is happening? Oh, Daisy is so hot. Am I right? And then meanwhile, Danny is texting Anthony. She's like, or she's talking about Anthony. She's like, Anthony, hello. He sent me a message saying we have unfinished business. I was like, yeah, we do. He flirts so well. The way he added that period at the end of the sentence, like hot, so hot.
Everyone in the main saloon right now, please. All right, go. Everyone, main fucking salon. Jesus.
So Gary's like, is everything okay? What's happened to you? I don't remember a thing. So Daisy is like, oh god, this roughhousing bullshit, it's not funny, it needs to stop. So Davide is like slowly wiping the couch.
He's like, oh no, like, look at the Davide blood all over the couch. No good for Davide.
Does anybody have Alfredo sauce? So then Glenn is like, wow, look at that stain, fuck. Obviously, I'm really fucking disappointed to come up here and see some fucking thing like that on cave day. You know, this is a crew night off. No, unacceptable. I mean, this is a massive fuck up. If we can't get this out, what's the impact on the guests? What's the cost of the boat? What's going to happen to the caves? What the fuck? How did this even happen?
Accident. Bling. I got chupa chupa in my eye.
I don't even know what a chupa chupa is. Why were you guys playing in here? I know all of you didn't bleed on the fucking sofa, but all of you saw this last night, right? Didn't you all see it?
I don't remember seeing blood on the sofa.
No, and if I did see blood, I know it wasn't mine, because only people who spill their own blood are to blame for situations. Am I right, everyone?
And Danny's like, I told you multiple times, Gary. He's like, wait, did you? Oh, well, then why is it still here then, if I knew about it?
Oh, and Gwen's like, yeah, why is it still here? And Daisy's like, the girls did put on a varnish. We put on a varnish.
Okay, so we've destroyed the fucking sofa, and everyone's just goes to bed, and that's it. To me, that's fucking disrespecting the boat. I mean, that's just fucking stupid. Listen, it's one thing to crash the boat into a dock. It's another to not clean up the sofa right away. Okay, if you guys are not fucking capable of taking care of the boat, then fucking come wake me up, because obviously I'm not going to sleep 8 hours with that fucking on the sofa. I'm mad.
Well, clearly we weren't thinking clearly, were we? We were drinking, we were having a good time. He's like, oh.
I love that Daisy's so honest, but at the same time, sometimes just don't be that honest. You know what I mean? Daisy's like, what are we supposed to think clearly? We're fucked up, bro. And he's like, well, we had a fun day planned for you guys, but guess what? It's not going to happen. You were supposed to go to a cave, which I know was the most important part to all of you, but you're not going to the cave. I'm going to the cave. That's it. Just me all alone.
I want you guys to sit here and have the most cave FOMO you've ever experienced in your life, because guess what? I'm going to the most amazing cave and you guys are going to be here. So think about that for a moment.
They're all like, but can we go to the beach club?
Well, yeah. Okay, well, then we're fine. We're fine. We don't care about the cave.
We'll decide later. You know what? If you do this right, maybe you can go to the O Club, but I better be in a good mood, which I surely won't be after going to caves, which are my favorite thing in the world. I can't believe I'm going to a cave. I'm going to a cave.
Oh, my God. I didn't think it would ever work out so perfectly that I get to go to a cave with all these idiots following me. Now I can just see it in peace.
All right. Well, that's one location that I have to cross off my list full of phallic symbols for the day. This is very upsetting, everybody.
Somewhere, Faye is watching this and saying,
oh, they don't realize they could have been in a fashion show.
Because we all really? Remember when...
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember.
Really, all they had to do with that couch was put it was just tell the captain it was a bit of lipstick. The couch was just trying to look professional.
The couch was just trying to look pretty. For the guests. Now, look, they've missed out on a potential cave fashion show like the one I was in.
Okay, so now they have to clean. And Danny's like, oh, God, I just wanted to go look at a fucking cave. I'm so sorry. We are not
going to the fucking caves. By the way, Davide was bleeding all over the place. Why has nobody said who was bleeding? Why were they bleeding? Yeah. Are they okay? Do we have a medic? I feel like Captain Sandy would have been like, oh, okay, well, I've got Norma coming in on a medivac there. Okay, so Ty, who was ever bleeding up with these ropes. Oh my God, don't touch him. Don't touch him. I don't want him to die. This is maritime law. Maritime law, let down the rope. Let down. Captain Glenn's like, who cares who's bleeding? The couch is sick.
Bloop, bloop. Hey, Norma. Hey, so we have some stains on the sofa. So we're gonna need another bottle of your dating life. I'm sorry, I meant vanish. Okay, if you can get that right away, that'd be great. Thanks.
Bloop. I'm sorry, there's no vanish that can possibly ever heal the stains that are on your CV. So you're going to have to live with those, stupid. Bloop.
Oh, man. Now, Norma, I know you're not used to the idea of people putting things in your face, but that did happen last night, and there was some blood as a result of it. So we need some help right away. Okay, thanks so much. Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. So I hear that someone on your boat's eyes were bleeding. Is it because they got a look at your polyester capri pants that you've refused to change for 5 years?
Bloop. Bloop. No, I just showed them your Tinder picture. Bloop. Bloop.
That's a good one. Love you, bitch.
Bloop. Love you, too. Okay, but seriously, we need that vanish.
So now everybody has to start cleaning. And Danny's like, well, I mean, not going to the caves is one thing, but I really want to go to O Beach. And I think we all know why. And then we see her meeting Anthony. It's a man. It's a man, mama.
I think Danny thinks that we're as enchanted by her lust for this child more than we actually are. Like, no one really cares. No one cares that you are interested in a boarding school student who's serving moist towelettes to guests.
She's like, it's amazing how 13-year-olds just always have bonus. I can't wait to jump on it.
So Daisy's like, okay, girls, okay, you know what, girls, you did the right thing. And I feel really bad that I didn't take it more seriously. And I know that if someone doesn't want to take responsibility, that's on them. And if I know Gara, he will come around and apologize in a very insincere and brief way. So look forward to that. And if you're lucky, you'll get a hand on the ass.
So Gary's like, okay, keep fucking up everything. Okay, so it's washed down the boat. And he mopes around like he's the victim of all of this. And then Glenn goes to the caves and basically, you know, now it's like time to clean. So it's like a whole segment of Daisy like giving pep talks. Like, I'm sorry, we got espresso martini, fake tan makeup. We have to be able to get this out. We can do it, team. Come on, girls.
Producers, roll the montage of us getting stains onto this sofa. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to help us out. You want to make us just look really shitty. Okay, we'll accept it.
So can we at least get one about Erica Rose's mother being dragged out of there? I'm not paying for shit. I didn't do nothing. I'm a customer.
And then we get Gary walking around and he's like, hey guys, I'm very sorry about this. This was so stupid. It is my fault. I apologize. It's like he went to ChatGPT and was like, how do you apologize to a fellow member of your staff after you cause someone to bleed on a sofa and they have to clean it up? And like ChatGPT was like, just say these three sentences over and over again and you should be okay.
And Davide is like, I'm so sorry too for having blood in my body. And Daisy's like, oh God, and I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking last night. I was like, what is this? The end of eight is enough? Clean the fucking couch.
So Gary is like, well, I think I brought the whole crew down, especially Glenn. It hurts me the most when he's trusted me. And who is the culprit? Me. Oh, so sad, Gary. And Gary's like, oh, Gary, stop drinking. Stop drinking, Gary. I'm like, I mean, he's a full-blown alcoholic, right? Like, are we going to ignore? At what point? It's like time to really start to, like, it's time to face certain truths, Gary. Like, it's time. You're fucking up your job. This is not, no good anymore.
Yeah. Commercials. Here comes
one right now. Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with. Listen to the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So then now, you know, they're still cleaning it. So Daisy sends them to clean other stuff while they let the couch sit. And then Cloyce is just talking to himself. He's like, succeed as a team, fail as a team. That's how it works.
So then Gary continues his apology tour.
Danny, hello. This couch thing was a complete fuck up, and I take full responsibility. We took it one step too far, and I'm sorry that everyone has to pay the price of Davide and my stupidity. Have a wonderful day. Sincerely, Gary King.
Danny's like, thank you.
Wait a minute. The dog, Diana. I want to say, this is a complete fuck up. It was completely my fault. I'm so sorry. I have caused any dismay or uncomfort. Anybody who would like to let me touch their boobies to make me feel better is welcome.
She's like, thank you, and please never call me D-Dog again.
And then she tells us, fuck you and your fake apology. He does whatever he wants, like, without thinking about anyone. Up till 5 minutes ago, he doesn't own up to anything. Like, ugh.
He's like, to be fair, I do whatever I want, whenever I want, with no explanations. I go wherever I want, with whoever I want. And baby, I choose you.
God. When Gary starts singing songs from Real Housewives of Orange County finales, it's really time to cut a rehab.
Yeah. That's it. That's the moment.
So we see Glenn visiting a cave, and there's some tour guide there. He's like, this cave is about 100 years old. It was formed by a fault. And Glenn's like, wow, just like my crew, formed by faults. I just love caves. The geology of rocks is just so beautiful. And then the producer's like, well, would you ever live in a cave? And he's like, I did live in a cave. Do we have an afro shot? Throw it up on the screen.
And then they put some like random cave b-roll that they cut off of like Shutterstock or something. And he's like, yeah, yo, this was the 80s and they had all these caves and the cliff and Crete and, you know, the faces, you know, the Romans had dug them out and you could get a room for 10 bucks a night, but a cave was free. I'm like, a cave is free. Also, it's a cave. Yeah, we lived. You know, my pillow was just a pile of guano that I found. You know, and we just lived there for like a month. And then there were some Australian nurses living in a much bigger cave. I'm like, what are the odds that those are just people that just were just fucking with you? Like, yeah, we're nurses. I don't know about this like nomad land in caves lifestyle that he lived, but it also makes total sense.
It's like, yeah, there were Australian nurses in a bigger cave, so we invited them to our cave. God, we'd have bonfires at night. It was amazing. No one really could poop, but otherwise it was fantastic.
This is a man who spent all the 80s stoned out of his head, right? Like, this guy was just like life. Wearing ponchos, you know, stoned, like doing strange dances to Grateful Dead in the 80s. Like, that's what he was doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, perfection. What a life. I love his life. Okay. So then he's like, well, sorry, Dave. Oh, no. He's like, these guys are really missing out. And then we cut back to Gary. He's still apologizing. He's like, sorry, Dave. I'm really fucked up there, Dave. It's like his favorite thing to do. You know, and we've said it a million times on this show. He's not even addicted to bad behavior. He's addicted to the apology. It's like the submissive part of it all that he likes. He's not as addicted to being an asshole as it seems like, because he's always being an asshole. It's like, maybe he just gets off on that, like some kind of S&M thing where he likes causing the pain. But I don't think he likes causing the pain. I think he likes the humiliation of the constant apologies.
He has like a sorry kink.
Yeah.
He should go to Toronto. So then
he really does. This kid checking me out the other day at the grocery store was doing that. He was at Home Goods. He was like, sorry, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, we don't have a tag on this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was like, stop saying sorry. He's like, sorry.
He's really into sorry core. So then Daisy's like, well, I know you didn't do it on purpose, Gary, but I think that the girls and the rest of the teams just makes a point. They just are trying to make an effort. And no, you're good at apologizing, but you're not good at changing. He's like, well, noted, and don't worry, I promise it won't let it happen again. You just literally threw another lollipop at Davide. Well, it's not my fault he's got thin skin.
But Daisy's also, her kink is just nagging at people who won't change. Like, I feel like there are so many mothers of people on death row like this who are just like, but my baby is just so great. It was one bad day. It was one bad day. Okay, three bad days. It was a few slaughters. But, I mean, he's just such a good boy. He reads a Bible now.
Listen, you can't spell slaughter without sort of spelling laughter, okay? And then Daisy. Just add a GH in there. Okay, he's just two GHs away from a very lovely time. So Daisy, I agree. Daisy, I think, really enjoys just telling Gary what's wrong with him. But at the same time, I understand that joy because I think I would have a fun time telling Gary what's wrong with him.
Well, what do we do all day? I mean, I guess that's our kink too. Maybe that's why I've always really liked Daisy because I always feel like, hey, that's what I do. You know, you just judge people. It's fun.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
So she just says, focus on your testosterone, on focus your testosterone on doing something positive. He's like, that one hurt. So Glenn, meanwhile, is having a beer with his cave guide and he's just like having the best day. Glenn, I'm happy for Glenn and the cave looked amazing, but I think Glenn thinks this is like the very best thing anyone could ever do in their life. And he's like, well, sucks for them. They really missed out. And I'm like, I think they just really only care about drinking right now.
Well, Glenn's one of those people who goes to the strip club and then really thinks the stripper's in love with him because like he's like best friends now with the tour guide and he's like now having dinner and drinks with the tour guide. The tour guide's like, oh my God, how did I get stuck with this fucking guy? You know, hey, you know what? I really love caves. What are your favorite thing about caves? You're so lucky to be around caves all day. Look deeply into my eyes and talk about stalactites. And the guy's just like, oh my God, salute. Please let me out.
Get out of here. The guide is now like walking around to stores and like buying things with Glenn's money. He's like, big mistake. Huge.
Cavey woman.
Cavey woman. He's like, I don't kiss on the lips.
Okay, so then now Glenn comes back and everyone's kind of in a good mood because they got the couch kind of clean. They got it as clean as it's going to be clean. And so now they're all sitting around eating and they've kind of got themselves in a good mood. But then Glenn comes in a really bad mood. He's like, we're going to look at this thing. So he gets everybody back up and he checks stuff. He takes Gary around for a check and stuff. And then everyone's like, oh my God, are we going to get to go? Are we going to get to go to the O Club?
And yeah, he's like, Glenn is sort of pointing stuff out. You know, Glenn's like trying really hard to seem like he's still angry, but he's like riding the high that only can come from a cave. And he's trying to be tough still, you know, but he's cracked. He's cracked like the fault itself that created the cave.
Yeah, he really is.
He's going to let them go.
Yeah, he went to his happy place. So he's like, okay, everybody, what have we learned? And Gary's like,
no bleeding on couches. Davide!
Have tougher skin. Always wear a helmet. Otherwise, it's not my fault that you bleed when a lollipop is thrown into your eye. I think that's the lesson that we all learned, yes.
So Glenn's like, 100%, you need to respect the boat. Davide, you say it. And he's like,
respecting the boat even when we are, like, not working. Ow, chupa chupa.
Yes.
I got it.
You trying to say something there, Davide?
I was just remembering chupa chupa in my face. It hurts. But you know what? It's my face's fault. I'd like to apologize to everybody again.
Listen, you may not have meant to do this, but you guys allowed it to happen.
Davide, what are you doing? I'm sorry, I'm blow drying my hair. It's a defense mechanism. Please stop doing that.
Okay, everyone put your blow dryers down. Okay, if you can't handle your alcohol, then don't fucking drink. Use your head. It's a hell of a lot better than it was, but it's not perfect. No more fucking around inside the boat. Respect the boat, okay? Because I respect a bit more from you. I expect a bit more from you because you're leading the team, Gary.
And Gary's like, oh, yes, it's not ever going to happen again, Glenn.
You literally just threw three popsicles at half the staff just right now.
Well, not my fault. Obstacles are there for to be thrown.
we are very, very sorry. He's like, okay, Daisy, you know, you can put your eye patch away now. Got it. All right, you guys can still go to the yoga club. I'm like, oh my God. Tiana's like, I don't think anyone wants to do this again. Don't worry. So Danny's like, oh my God, we fucking did it. I'm going to go to that beach club. I'm going to get my men. I'm going to get me the fuck away from these assholes right now.
So now they all are getting ready to go out and everything. And Daisy's like, thank God Glenn isn't scary anymore. I mean, he never really was truly scary, but he was just more cranky. And that was strange for me. I'm the one who's cranky. It's me. And so, yeah. And Danny's like, oh, I fucking hate disappointing that man. I know. I hate disappointing Glenn. No, I'm not talking about Glenn. I'm talking about that child that works at the beach club. Can't wait to bang him.
So then everybody's getting ready to go, and Daisy tries on this new bathrobe or this new swim robe thing, cover up thing, and it's one of those things that looks so good on like a 20-year-old twink in a catalog that you're like, oh my God, a throwback to like granny robes. But then when you wear it, it's just a granny robe. And Danny's like, yeah, you look like a granny. So she changed it. But I was just cracking up because I would so buy that. Thinking, oh my God, what a throwback. And people are like, oh my God, you're literally from 1970.
Yeah. So Glenn gets a text that the new deckhand is going to be arriving soon. And then meanwhile, they all go out. Daisy makes Gary wear a little pink tiara as a punishment and the sash. He's like, ew, fuck my life. And then they split into vans, and then they start to head out to the O Club. And Cloyce is like, guys, we might all meet our wives today. Ever think about that?
Literally nobody answers him. Who wants to meet their wives at a club like a beach club in Ibiza? Nobody. Or their husbands. I don't think that's where you want to meet the father or parent of your child. Maybe. I mean, maybe so. I don't know. I guess you could just party together for life, but I don't know. I don't feel like anybody I partied with that hard in the past, and I have partied pretty hard. I don't think I would want any of them impregnating me.
Yeah, I don't think love springs eternal at the O bar or O club of whatever this is of Ibiza. Like this is where someone from the Real Housewives of Orange County has a story about how they met someone, and then like two seasons later they got divorced. Okay, so like this is not love.
It's just also just so much drugging going on that it's like, why is my baby always hitting its head on things? Because you were fucking fucked up the entire time you were pregnant. That's why you met Nabitha. What is that? That baby's still part of your baby's gonna come out with a glow necklace and like, you know.
You know why it's called the O Club?
Huh.
You know why it's called the O Club?
Because Oprah people bought it.
Meet there. They have sex. They wake up the next day. They look at each other and they go, oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it sounds sexy. Because like orgasm, you know, like, ooh, the O Club. But then, yeah, it's double. It's double. Because you like wake that. Up and you're like, oh, no.
And especially if it's Cloyce. You're really going, oh.
No, 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 no,
no. No Club. So anyway,
Anthony, oh my God, it's Anthony. He's the doorman. It's like dating the greeter at the Walmart and like fucking dropping your bra every time you walk into the Walmart. They're supposed to be there. They're not waiting for you. They're waiting for all of us.
Yes, he's in his post. And so then they are partying and everything. And Daisy's like, I'm having the best time of my life. And Diana's like, I want to see hot guys. But you know what? Like, you know, look at that guy. Look, hot guy over here, hot guy over there. But you know what? I hate this part of me where I am shy because it is really like a block. And I want to talk to someone, but I'm too shy. I'm just drop dead beautiful and shy. What can I do? I think it started when I was little. In school, I was presenting things and people laughed at me. And I said, just you wait. I'm going to go work for a Russian oligarch and he'll kill you all. Just
I just always think they are judging me. So I need Danny to be the best wing woman ever. Danny's not going to be your wing woman. She's going to eat all the wings. I'm sorry to keep bringing wings back in this recap, but.
Let me tell you something. If you want to sit down and watch old reruns of Wings, Danny won't even help you there. She won't even. She's like, what's that? You're going to stay home and watch Wings? No, I'm going to go out and find Anthony.
So then they're getting along really well and blah, blah, blah. So then there's a server who's being nice to Daisy. And he's like, hey, I'll pour you a drink for you. She goes, oh, okay. What's your name? He's like, my name's Aiden. She's like, I love that name. And Gary's like, this is very flirtatious. Excuse her. Sir, why are you touching your nipples?
I don't know, actually. I'm sorry, though. Is it offending anybody? I'm so sorry, I'm touching my nipples.
He is such a cock block, and he does this every single season, and it's always like, oh my god, Gary, he's so silly, he's such a cock block. I just want to point something out, because why not litigate something from like last year that's totally old news? But when Ariana did this to Tom Sandoval, people, there were some people who were like, she is such a bitch, like, why don't she just like move on with her life? I just want you to know, Gary does it, and I don't... I don't know why I'm making a case about this about Ariana from his last year on Vanderpump Rules, but it popped into my head. I feel like there's a double standard, and I feel like Gary gets away with a lot of shit.
So then Danny's like, oh, you want to go back through there and see if there's any men there? Deanna's like, yeah. Oh, wait, I'm so insecure. So then they're like hunting, and Gary is like, hey, everybody, I'd really like to get into the swimming pool. And people just ignore him. Which is kind of fun. Yeah. So then Daisy has this awkward flirtation with Keith where I think everybody's trying to make us think that they're really into each other. But really, their whole talking is like, do you think it's going to be cloudy today? I love the clouds. Clouds are interesting. Well, have you ever opened a beer with your teeth? I haven't. Do you want to see it? Not really. All right. Well, Mark.
I have to say, I actually really enjoy them together. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something like it's the holiday spirit. Maybe it's the fact that holiday music plays 24/7 in London. But I started to feel love actually between the two of them. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of like Keith and Daisy. I think that's like kind of, I feel like Keith became slightly more interesting when he started flirting with Daisy. I mean, not they weren't talking about anything interesting. They were literally talking about the weather. He's like, I do love this weather. I just get a bunch of freckles. I'm a ginger in disguise. Like, I don't know how I am, how I'm a brunette. I should have been a ginger. Like, okay, well, you know, he's not inherently interesting, but I don't know. I feel it a little bit more between the two of them. Is that just, am I just
I feel it from him, sad? And I feel it's coming from him, and I feel like that she likes that a hot guy's into her. Like, it's nice, because usually they're into, like, the other... deckies for whatever, because she's usually got a Gary or a Colin or whatever thing going on. But I don't feel it coming from her. I feel from her it's more of like a yawn. She's like, she likes being flirted with. She'll shoot the scenes, but she's like, you don't bore me. I mean, you don't excite me. Because like, look how she is with Gary. Even if it's because she's yelling at him, she's activated. You know, there's something that comes alive in her. And with him, it's like, no. It's like she's just waiting. It's like when the waiter comes to, it's like when the busboy comes by, it's like, do you want any more water? And you're like, no. But then the waiter comes by with your food and you're like, yes.
The wings specifically. So then let's just keep it on trend. So basically she's like, gingers have more fun. He goes, 100%. I don't give a fuck. It's like, okay. So then Gary's like, well, I've got one slip in one and I've got one slip on and I've got a slip. And he's like rolling around on the sofa and just no one's paying attention to him because he is the drunk uncle at this point. He is the one in the corner just being drunk and everyone's like keeping an eye on him, eventually bring him some water so that way he's okay.
Yeah, he's kind of pathetic at this point. So then on another part of the couch, Anthony and Danny are flirting, but Anthony's been working in the hot sun all day. So he's like pink, you know, he's a little pink person and he's sweating. And he's like, I'm just not feeling very pretty. And Danny's like, oh, you look gorgeous. Now I'm a guest. And he's like, yes, now you can make demands of me. Last time you couldn't drink and now you don't have a good excuse. So you better flirt with me. She's like, I'm going to flirt with you. She's like, you better flirt. She's like, I'm going to flirt. Wait till you see my flirting skills. She's like, wait till you check out my flirting receptacles. Like, oh my God.
you know what? Anthony's giving me everything I'm missing with Gary and Keith. I almost forgot what it's like to have somebody that flirts with you. I mean, it's sort of strange that he also wants to show me his social studies homework, but that's fine. That's kind of flirting. You know, I've been stuck in a desert, so I'm ready to fucking climb in and just get weird. I'm going to scorn for a swim, everybody. I'm like, please stop. Also, have you noticed the only time she seems to make out with people is if she's actually in the water? I think we've
That's seen, true. Seen her
make, yeah, she doesn't make out on land. She has to go into the water to make out.
That's true. What do you think it is? Do you think it's like a, you could drown any moment, you better have me? Or what do you think
she's
it is?
She's a mermaid. Maybe she's like Daryl Hannah in Splash.
No. So then, I'm not giving her that. So then, now Anthony is like, it's my job to host you. Oh, blah, blah, blah. So they're flirting. Okay. So then, Glenn, it cuts to Glenn back on the boat. He's like, whoa, time to test out that master bathtub. And he goes in the master and I don't know, thinks about the cave. God knows what's happening.
It's like
there.
A water cave. It's like my own personal cave that's contoured around my body. So now Danny and Anthony are in the ocean and they are making out. And then Diana's watching and she's like, Danny's living the life and I cannot even talk to hot guys because I'm scared. Like, Diana, literally just, you don't have to say anything. Just walk into the fray and you will do just fine. You're gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, she's like thin, blonde, and 20. Like, what the hell? Jump in there, girl. You're like my dream of what to be. At least in high school, it was my dream. I was like, oh my God. Because I'm from Texas, you know? So girls like Diana are like put on a pedestal. Like, thin, blonde, and young. Girl, you want to be president? Oops.
Yeah. You'll do fine. Now, I would love to say it's also she has a nice personality, but let's be honest. No one at O Club is paying attention to personality. So
I guess she has a nice personality. Mostly it's just like, I don't like poop and I don't like blood. Russian oligarch.
And I will not learn how to make cocktails. And I don't like wiping things down. I don't like walking. I don't like sitting. I don't like
it's hard.
I don't like boats.
Yeah. So then Diana and Daisy are talking and she's saying she's so shy. And Daisy's like, unlike you, we're very similar, very. Hey, Aiden, get over here and ride me like a pony. What were you saying, love?
I'm so shy also. So then they all go back to the boat and they bring Anthony too. And Danny and Anthony are in like the backseat of the van. And of course, Gary's like, Anthony, watch out for this one, bro. She's like, Gary, if you fucking knew it, as if you know anything even about me. I'm like, literally no one doesn't know anything about you because you talk about yourself all the time.
You won't stop. So Gary sneezes and she's like, bless you. And he's like, I'm allergic to bullshit. Sorry. So, Diana's like, Danny's going to be having sex and that's going to ruin our friendship because she's having sex and I'm not. No, kidding. I cannot wait to cause problems in that relationship.
And Cloyce is like, maybe I smell a little jealousy there.
a little acid on it and it turns fuchsia. So then Keith is trying to flirt with Basie. That's if she was dating someone named Ben.
Basie.
She's in bed and she's like, get in here. And so he does. And I thought they were going to have some kind of makeout session or something. But no, he's like, you're in a bed. She's like, I am. He's like, yeah, you tired? She's like, I am. Are you? He's like, I'm tired too.
And he's like sort of stroking her hip, but then also her shoulder. It's like weird physical contact. I was like, I don't know, it feels weird. And then
I think he's waiting to get the go ahead, but she's like, all right, are you bringing me tea or something? Because I'm going to bed. She's like not getting it at all.
Are there any stains that need to be put, that we have to put vanish on? No. Okay, good night. So meanwhile, Davide walks into his room and Glenn is watching TV and he's like, oh, so what are you watching? He's like, Predator. Do you know Predator? Oh, man. We used to watch it all the time in the cave. I mean, we couldn't actually watch it, but we just had the VHS sitting there in the cave. We just look at the VHS, be like, wonder what this movie is about. Oh, God, we spent months looking at that box.
Sure is scary. You want to talk about some bloody couches?
Yeah.
So then Gary
Davide is probably like, he's like, I don't understand the predator. Like, his hair is not flat ironed. It's long, but it's not flat ironed. How does that work?
So now Gary goes to bed and Keith goes to bed and Gary's like, Daisy's in bed, is she? Daisy, come, let's go, you woman. And she's like, please, Gary, stop saying that, please. I guess calling her woman.
Yes. And Keith's like, don't say woman, don't say woman. And Gary's like, I find it really triggering. Gary's like, well, I didn't mean it in a bad way. And Keith is like, I know you don't, but it looks bad. It looks bad when you call her that. And Gary's like, oh. He's like, well, fuck you too. Love you, but fuck you. Blah, blah,
blah. So Keith's like, Gary, should I leave your room now? And she's like, oh my God, please don't leave. Gary's just being Gary. And Keith is like, well, whose bunk is this on the bottom? Is that Emma's? She goes, well, I'm moving back down there. Bitch took my fucking bunk, you know, tomorrow. But for now, it's empty. This one's just got me. So I guess you should go to bed now. He's like, okay, well, I had a blast with you today. She's like, oh, you're so sweet. Now go to bed and tell Garrett to stop calling me woman and see how he reacts. And then come back and tell me how he reacts about it.
Yeah. So then meanwhile, Danny and Anthony go to the guest cabin and have sex. So now it's the morning and Danny sneaks Anthony off of the boat, you know, and she's like, yeah. She's like, this is definitely a fucking win for me. I've won. Literally, like, congratulations. Now, please be quiet.
So then there's a hydraulic leaking. Uh-oh. And Gary's like,
beat off a hydraulic, please. Weak wussy of a hydraulic.
Hydraulic. So then they're cleaning and they're getting excited because a new deckie is coming in today. And
who's it gonna be? It's somebody that they know. So then Daisy is questioning Gary if he remembers last night. And she's like, well, yeah, you had really good fun, but then you got to a point where you just decide that you hate everyone. I think you were doing it to Donnie. And he's like, oh, what was he saying to Donnie in the taxi last night? It's funny how you just never remember, but you're always an asshole. Yeah. It's not like you're ever really nice and don't remember. It's only these things, specifically being rude to women, rude to women who no longer want to fuck you.
Yeah. Daisy's like, well, I think you were just making fun of her when she was speaking to Anthony and stuff. He's like, ooh, I don't even remember that, Daisy. I don't remember it. You know what my problem is? I just didn't even stop. Like, yeah, exactly. That is your problem. He says it like it's like, oh, you know me. You know, when I have a yogurt, sometimes I just love scraping the bottom of it. But it's like, you know, it's alcohol. When you say you don't know when to stop, that's like something you may have to start to reflect on that a little bit more, sir. I mean, I don't want to be judgy, but it's like enough is enough at this point.
Well, especially when you hear him talking, because he says things like this.
Honestly, I don't like blacking out, but my problem is I can't have one drink. I drink to get drunk.
And that's it. He's just like, that's all the self-reflection. He's like, you know, so maybe I should, maybe. And then we see a flashback of prior seasons, but it's not even him at his worst. It's just, they're just like, get random shots of Gary drinking. So it shows him drinking a lot, but it doesn't really show him being the worst. And they could have done that. So anyway, he's like, well, I need to learn to control it because it changes who I am for the worst. And I realize it's a problem. Then why do I keep doing it?
So you have a fucking excuse. And so that you can keep saying, but I don't remember. And then everybody has to forgive your bad behavior as if that's an actual defense in a court of law, which, by the way, I guess we'll see if it is or not. Is he in a court case with that person who accused him? I don't think so. I don't know what's going on with that. But I believe that was pretty much his thing, too. He was just blackout. What? I don't remember. So it doesn't count. Like, it counts. Doesn't count.
Wasn't me. Well, you also hear that sort of, I think he says it here or somewhere else, that like, you know, that sort of tired thing of like, well, it turns me into a different person. It's like, no, it's actually you. It still is you. You're just not inhibited. So you're letting that side out of you. And, you know, like, you can't just keep on acting like your bad behavior is not really attached to who you are as a person. It's attached to some drunken version of you. No, it's attached to you. Still is. So Gary is like, and Glenn's like, okay, everyone, the new deckhand is coming shortly. It's someone that I think you guys know, someone who knows the boat. Are you guys ready? It's a cave. No, just kidding. It's Chase. It's Chase, guys.
I did not remember Chase.
Yeah,
and wasn't this just last season?
Yes. But last season was a long ago, but yes. But then as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh yeah, this guy is so, so annoying.
I remembered his look, but I didn't. Did he rap? Yeah.
No, I think that was Cloyce. I think that Cloyce and Chase are sort of on the same spectrum of a person, like in terms of like looks. They kind of have like, they sort of white guys with like trapezoidal hair, you know, that just sort of are around and do things.
Trapezoidal hair. I remember his looks. I just don't remember really anything about him. So they start reminding us about him, which is that he thinks he knows everything.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
So now they're just, you know, organizing, blah, blah, blah. And then Chase comes on board.
Dun, yes. Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
So they have to decide where he's going to room because Gary's like, Day, seriously, can you not room with him? She's like, oh my God, he just does my head in. I can't do it. He's like, all right, so should I come share a cabin with you? She's like, well, I mean, I guess we could. Oh no. So this is Daisy's logic. Well, Chase coming on board, 3 girls, 5 guys. I can ask the girls to move in with me into the 3-person, but I don't want to make the boys move. It's just so disruptive. Since when do you care? Make the boys move. Yeah. You want a room with Gary on purpose. Boo. Boo.
Also, Glenn, don't tell them about the new person like an hour before the charter. Tell them at least on their day off while they're already cleaning the room. They could have moved everything around because the logical thing is the 3 girls take the 3-bedroom and then the 4 boys split 2 and 2. But I think that it was like pretty obvious that Daisy just does not want to be around Danny and Diana. She can't stand them, I think. And so she's like, I would literally rather sleep with drunken Gary, the bunk above me, going,
because they're both blackout drunks. I mean, they both like to be shitty together, you know? They really do like getting that way. So I think ultimately, like, whether they're boning or not, they've got that in common. They've got that severe fall down drunk thing in common. Yeah. You know, that's a bond. That's quite a bond.
Yeah. Yeah. Daisy does not want, she would rather go to sleep to the sound of than to hear Danny prattling on about herself and like what guys are into her and what guys she's into. Like, she does not like, and I kind of get that too, to be honest.
Yeah, I get it too. And especially, you know, Danny. Oof. So she's like, oh my God, this is a bad idea. The worst part of those two living together is the fact that I can hear them through the wall. So if I don't know if they're going to make love or make war, but God, I don't want to fucking hear it. It's just such a bad idea. I wish I had some dick right now to help me through this.
So, then Danny goes up to Keith and is like, well, I'm surprised you didn't move in with Daisy. I mean, you're the most chill out of all the boys. He's like, oh, that's the nicest thing you've said to me all season. Oh my God, I think I'm going to do a dance on top of the deck. And they hug and like pretend to be jokey about it, whatever. And then in the meantime, Gary and Daisy, they start moving in, you know, moving their stuff together. And Daisy is surprised that Gary folds his clothes, which I am too. I mean, he is very responsible as a first mate or whatever he is. But, so I guess it's not surprising that he folds his clothes, but it's just that he just has the voice of someone who does not fold their clothes at all.
He has the face of somebody. He has the hair. He has everything about somebody who doesn't fold their clothes. It's a shocking development. Yeah. It just is.
Yeah.
So he moves in there, and then Chase comes on board. And Chase, just in case you were like me and were like, well, is he annoying? I don't know. Everyone says he's annoying, but I don't remember him being so annoying. Chase's first line is, it's Brittany, baby. I'm back.
He's annoying. He's annoying. He also has some of the worst tattoos we've ever seen on a person. Just like horrific, like, chest tattoos. Like, he is of that school. So was what's his face, Nico, whatever his name was. I always call him Nico. His name is not Nico. I always forget his name. Like Nico. The butterfly tattoo. No, remember the guy?
Well, Nico was the original bad tattoo that you made, that you hated his tattoos.
That's true too.
And then there was, oh God, the little guy. Remember, I didn't even know where he's the guy I bought the ticket for BravoCon. Nadine hooked me up with that kid. What was his name? The little hot one. He was like a man whore too. Yeah, he had like the Harry Styles tattoo on his chest, which now all these fucking young men are getting this Harry Styles tattoo. They're going to look like such goobers in I mean, they already do.
It looks terrible. It looks terrible. It's so stupid.
And it's just so unoriginal to be getting a Harry Styles tattoo to just get laid. Like, that's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, like a big butterfly on your chest, on your clavicle. Yeah. Like, do better.
Nico? No, not Nico. You guessed Nico. I'm sorry. I forgot his name. I forgot. So anyway.
I'll look it up.
So then he's like, yeah, I'm definitely most nervous to see Gary, but I know we butted heads, but this season I've got a plan. I'm going to do things his way, and when he's not looking, I'm going to do things the right way. Ding! He's cute, though, and he's super tall, so he's going to win. So the girls, Diana... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And he does have a big butt, you know. That was something that he was famous for. I think he also has, like, a big package. Wasn't that something that happened, like... Like he had a big dick print at some point, and that kind of like became a thing on the internet.
Oh yeah, I guess he has a big wiener. I don't know
with him.
So Danny and Deanna are like, oh my god, he's so cute, I love him. So it's gonna be a fight, and Deanna's like, is it hot? Do you know who turned off AC?
And
who's shining?
By the way, we know. I know. And you know what? I want Diana to go after this guy. And the reason why is because Danny is going to be the one who's going to, quote unquote, claim every guy when she's like, you know what? You had Anthony and you had so-and-so and you had so-and-so. And look, you're allowed to go after who you want. Okay. And it's not a slut-shaming thing. It's just one of those things where, like, you don't get to claim everyone.
It's a greed-shaming thing. You're a greedy dick-monger.
Yeah. Yeah. You already went after Keith and Gary and Anthony. And look, I want people to go after all the people in the world, but like, you can't claim everyone. And I know that's where this is headed. We all know that's where this is headed.
Yeah, because on this show, there's only a limited amount of peen. You know, it's not like unlimited. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just fall off the tree. It's like, she's the girl standing at the Costco sample tray eating all the Costco. Like, let somebody else try the Costco samples, okay?
Like, move out of the way respectfully. And his name is Luca, and he lives on the second floor. Luca, not Nico.
Right.
Luca. Bad butterfly.
Close. Nico, Luca. Same vibe.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Chase comes on board and goes like, oh, dude, glad to see you. What are your thoughts on caves? He's like, oh, yeah, I really love caves. And, you know, I'm glad to see you, too. Hey, Cloyce, nice hairstyle. I like that. Hey, so you know where I'm staying? He's like, I don't know. So they get settled into his room and everything. And he says hi to Gary. And Gary's like, blah, blah, blah. Hello, hello, hello.
And yeah, Gary's like, so you're happy to be back, Chase? And Chase is like, oh, dude, you have no idea. I don't know if I'm saving you guys or if I'm saving me, because I just got quoted $40,000 to replace my engine on my boat. And he tells us, yeah, in between seasons, I bought myself a boat. A broken one. Like, why are you trying to act like a badass? You bought a lemon, you dummy. Did you get someone to go check out the boat with you?
Yeah, it's small and I'm the owner, but like, I'm the deckhand now, but it's kind of I'm excited to watch the captain this year and pick up some things. I'm not really looking for any boat manses. I'm like, good, because you didn't get one last year and you're probably not going to get one this year too,
because he's a hot guy, but he doesn't have hot guy vibe, right? He has nerd vibe.
His personality, all his tall privilege. He is someone who really squanders his tall privilege, because like, very quickly, everyone is like, oh, disgusting, Chase. Oh, God, get him away from me.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, just got to do a compression test. You know how that goes. And Gary's like, oh, yes, boats are very fucking expensive. He's like, worth it, though. Worth it. Yeah, I got a boat. Haven't been able to float that around. So I don't know. I mean, it is worth it, though. Right? Right? I'm a boat owner. Boat owner!
Yeah. And then... He also says this thing. He thinks he's like really cracked the code on working. And he's kind of like, I realize how to deal with Gary, which is that when he sees me, I'm going to do what he wants me to do. And when he doesn't see me, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm like, you know, you're not the first person to come up with that.
Literally every child in history says that.
Every child and employee too, by the way.
So then the girls are starting to brew a war. Danny and Deanna are fawning over Chase. And he's like looking around the boat and they're just watching him. And Danny's like, if I want something, I will fight to the death for it.
We've been waiting all season for a hot boy to walk through those doors, and I'm not going to let anything get in my way. And Deanna's like, Danny had her chance with I don't know how many guys. Just step aside and give me a chance. It's my time to shine.
I like that they're Danny's giving themselves turn. These boxing intros like,
I'm back after 5 years, and I'm ready to make my mark.
Well, they have to kind of really tee up a burgeoning rivalry, because then we go into the mid-season trailer to see all the things that are going to happen, which is more stuff falling over and more people hooking up and Gary hurting himself. So, you know, fun times ahead. Good times. Enjoying it. Good times with Below Deck Sailing. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Go check out our pre-sale, and then the public on sale is going to happen a little bit later. So go do all that at watchwhatcrappens.com, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no less namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D. Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally, it's Sarah McNally.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
The incredible edible Matthews Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.